somehow, some way, the billionaire that is James Dolan, who can write this off on his taxes yesterday, needs to find a way to get Phil Jackson the hell out of town. I'm so damn disgusted.
I would be shocked. I mean, I wouldn't take one of these guys in the first round if I was a general manager. If I'm sitting there and I'm John Lynch out in San Francisco, I'm looking at this go, hey, I need a quarterback, but none of these players right now look to be the guy that could solve my problem.
I'm not knocking anything about him as a person either, but how dare you say what you there said about the Raiders fans. Raider Nation.
Welcome, Tribe members. Thank you for being part of the Tripod today. I'm your host, Dave Love. With me on my right is Rich.
What's up, man?
With me on my left is Eric.
What up, podcast people?
And on today on the council is a special guest, is Chris. What's up, Chris?
What's up? What's going on?
Not much. Over here, just getting everything situated. We got some topics we want to talk about. All right, that's good, man.
Because, so, you know, hey, this unscripted right here, dog. Unscripted, we just, man, yeah, this is what we do.
So if we stumbling a little bit, that's why.
No, I'm just happy that somebody recognized my talent.
Oh, okay. we recognize your talent. All right, fellas, we need to get into, you know, into the topic right now. We're not really discuss about it. We're just gonna say our, you know, condolences to Isaiah Thomas and his family. You know, tragedy happened with his sister and 22 years old, and, you know, out of nowhere was in a car accident. You know, best wishes to him and his family.
Yeah, no doubt, man.
Yeah. So, you know, it has to be hard playing through that.
Yeah. It's kind of hard. But you know, I work for FedEx. And you know, she worked for FedEx.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
I don't understand that, though, because if my brother was a millionaire, I wouldn't be doing no hard labor.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
But she an independent black woman.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She want her own.
I don't care.
Because it ain't nothing like your own, dog. You know that. It ain't nothing like your own. She want her own.
Whatever.
You know, let her do her thing, man. I mean, rest in peace to her, man. It's tough going out that young.
Independent only lasts when your family member ain't a millionaire. when your family broke, that's when you be independent. You say, okay, I'm independent when I can do my own stuff. I don't need nobody to take care of me.
All right, fellas, we're going to dip into the NBA right now. So we got some NBA topics. So let's go ahead. Let's get this with it. Since we're already talking about the Celtics, as of right now, the Celtics, you know, are down 0-2 against the Bulls. At home, they lost 2 straight. My question, fellas, is I want to go straight to you, Chris, first. Is it good Bulls basketball or is it bad Celtics basketball?
Good Bulls basketball.
Okay.
So I'm not going to say bad Celtics basketball because, first of all, the Bulls got a talented enough team to be a top 3 in the East. Mm-hmm. They didn't live up to their whole expectation throughout the whole season. Against little mediocre teams and always come out against the real teams and beat them. And I saw something that, like, Bulls, like, number 2 versus the top teams in the NBA. And I was like, that's some bull crap. Because how the hell you beat the good teams when you can't beat the bad teams? So it's like, I ain't going to say bad Celtics basketball. I'm going to say good Bulls basketball because they showing their true colors.
Nah, but they've been doing it all year, though, man. They've been playing to their competition all year. So this right here, it's not surprising me that they beating Boston right now. Because this is what they do. They beat the good teams.
That's why I said they always beat the good teams. It's like, the only team I don't want to see the Bulls play is Milwaukee, because for some reason they can't beat Milwaukee.
Don't worry about it. They're not getting past Toronto, so don't even worry about that, man.
Well, I don't know, man.
Rich, what about you? Is it good Bulls? Or I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. But is it good Bulls or is it bad Celtics?
I think it's
hey, ain't one of y'all a Milwaukee fan?
Hell no.
Nah. None of us
have Milwaukee
fans.
The Bucks? Hell no. Oh, that's our boy Carlos at work. Yeah. You know, he's a Milwaukee Buck fan. Mm-hmm. He ain't here though.
He bet Eric $100 in the beginning of the season that the Bucks would make the playoffs. But it was about a couple months ago.
Yeah, he pulled out when Jabari got hurt. As soon as Parker went down, he had to squash that bet.
Damn, he's stupid. Damn.
Yeah.
Oh well.
I think it's good Bulls basketball. I saw game one, game two, and the shots they're making, you never see them make this like Chris was saying against the good teams. I mean, they were making them, but they've been like on fire lately. I don't know if it's the TNT Bulls that we're seeing or what, but I mean, I think it's good Bulls basketball.
It's you got veterans who've been there. The Celtics mm-hmm. really don't have that much playoff experience, really.
Yeah.
I mean, you got D-Wade and you got Rondo. I don't know if you were watching, but on the sidelines, Wade and Rondo, especially Rondo, was communicating with everybody, showing
that leadership. Yes. Yeah, that's man.
I mean, if he wasn't really doing that much in the season, a little bit, but not like how he's doing mm-hmm. every play. He is taking the leadership role. And I think Hoiberg figured out, you know what? Let him do his thing. You know what I'm saying? Let him do his thing. Let him, you know, try to lead us. And Hoiberg's kind of backing away, which he should have. You know what I'm saying? Not trying to diss the man, but come on. He really doesn't have that, you know what I'm saying, that qualifications like Rondo would have.
That experience. Yeah, you know.
But the same thing is we knew who the Celtics were. They're showing their true colors.
I mean, not really.
I mean, because
they've been playing pretty good all year. My thing is
they've been winning at the last minute every game. It's not like they've been out-dominating their teams.
They've been winning last, like you said, they've been winning like in the fourth quarter most of every game throughout the season.
But that's what good teams do, though.
Yeah, but see, Celtics don't take that away from them. Celtics is a reason why they won 50 games. They good, but. Mm-hmm. The Bulls just gelling at the right time. And you know who knew that? The Cavs. That's why the Cavs didn't want the number one seed, because they didn't want that fight. Cavs would have beat the Cavs would have beat the Bulls, but it would have been a hard-ass fight.
Yeah, it would have been a hard
Yeah, because you know Bulls 4-0 this year against Cleveland. But I know the playoffs is a different animal. The playoffs is a whole different ball game. You know, Bulls would have gave them some, you know.
Nice
we
going to
find
them.
Out. We might find out real soon, though, round two.
Yeah.
Cleveland and Chicago. See. So we going to find out what's going to happen.
That's Cleveland and the Bulls ain't going to – if the Bulls go past the first two rounds, Cleveland ain't going to see the Bulls until the conference final.
No, if the Bulls win this series, they finna see Cleveland round two.
Chris, go ahead and tell your boy he does not believe me about this bracket.
It's not no bracket.
It's a bracket. Let
me tell you something. It's 1-8 and 5-4.
Right.
And then it's 2-7 and
3-6. 3-6.
So the Bulls is not going to see Cleveland to the finals. Cleveland got to play the winner of Toronto. Not Toronto. What's that damn team?
So you telling me Cleveland ain't going to play the lowest seed?
Round
two.
This is not football. This ain't the football. We don't work.
I could have sworn they was doing this every year. I mean, maybe. Yeah, I don't know what I missed, but I'm.
So what? Cleveland faces the winner of Washington and Atlanta,
yeah,
or what?
Atlanta.
Okay.
That's who Cleveland faced, the winner of Atlanta and Washington.
See, I don't know. I didn't know this either.
That's what I'm saying. I think y'all wrong, man. But we gonna find out real soon.
And the Bulls face the winner of. They face the winner
of the Bucks and Raptors.
Yep.
Okay.
So they'll be playing Toronto.
No, so they'll be playing. They'll be playing the Bucks round two. Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. See.
No, actually, I think it's kind of flipped over. I think Chicago will face either Washington or Atlanta.
Is it?
I think so.
Chicago. Chicago face Milwaukee and what's his name?
Toronto.
Okay. Then. Okay.
They face the 3-6.
We're looking like a bunch of freaking bums out here, just trying to figure out how the playoffs.
Man, once again, unscripted.
Unscripted.
This is what we
this
do,
is for
man.
Real, man.
You know?
This ain't fake. Okay. All right. Let's get into. I'm gonna talk about PG-13, Paul George. Man, the past two games, he's been really throwing his teammates under the bus. Game one, he's talking about Miles Turner, right?
Yeah. CJ Miles.
CJ Miles took the last shot.
Yeah.
Took in the last shot. You know what I'm saying? It's like he's throwing him on the bus. And then talking about Lance Stephenson in game two. I mean, what is this all about? Is there something? Is it really just them, or is he trying to say something else to Larry Bird? I'll go to you, Rich.
I think this is basically him saying that he's going to be somewhere else next year. That's because I was watching NBA TV, and that's what they were talking about. It seems like he's giving, like, you know, hints that he's not going to be here next year. So he's going to call out all of his teammates, which you shouldn't be calling out Lance Stephenson anyways. Lance Stephenson is the only one that's out there playing with, like, you know, angry. He's actually out there playing like he's angry.
With passion.
Yeah, with passion.
You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, I think it's a sign to Larry Bird.
Eric, you?
Man, I think it's messed up that, you know, the best player on the team is throwing his teammates under the bus.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, this dude, he's supposed to be leading by example. You know what I'm saying? Then he crying about, like, game one. You said he mad he didn't get that last shot. Paul George for the season, 0-15 in the last seconds for game-winning shots. It ain't like he making these shots anyway. I mean, he crying about not getting the last shot. You're not making them. Why would you cry about not getting it? I mean, plus the fact that CJ Miles had a good look.
And he's a good shooter.
And the fact that Paul George was double-teamed. Yeah. You know, he had LeBron and somebody else on him. You know what I'm saying? That last little 4 or 5 seconds or whatever it is. And he's talking about something. He didn't get the ball back. If he would have got the ball back, they was going to keep two people on him. I mean, he wasn't going to get no shot off that in the last few seconds of that game.
He wasn't gonna get no shot. He ain't no real alpha either. He wanted to get up out of Indiana. That's the problem.
Yeah, see,
they let Jeff T go. Will Herbert, they let him go. Then they let Lance Stephens go. Then bring him back, and it's like he feel like he wasting his time in Indiana, and he want to go somewhere and try to get a title. So that's what you do. He sit there and down his team. So Larry Bird like, man, let's find somebody for him to trade him.
Yeah,
so
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, I got the whole bracket thing wrong, too. I just seen Eric attack.
So who was right?
They played the winner of Washington and what's his name?
Oh, Dave's right, man.
Man.
Eric, look at your text. I sent you the bracket.
I'm gonna check it out later. I just know in the past,
I just sent it
was top and bottom, but...
But back to Paul George. I like Paul George in the beginning of his career. It's like now he getting a little too big headed.
Yeah.
And he don't play on like to the level that he's supposed to play. Like he back off playing defense. And then he bitch him on when things don't go his way. That's why they was trying to trade him before the All-Star.
Yeah, the All-Star break.
Trade.
Yeah.
They were trying to trade him then.
Yeah, especially like, and Boston was interested, and they should have pulled the trigger and got him. They should have gave up their pick.
But anyway, Boston should have pulled the trigger and got Jimmy Butler.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
I know they regretted that.
Oh, yeah. They got to be regretting that.
Yeah, they regret that.
All right, and one last NBA topic. We're going to talk about punk-ass Phil Jackson over there in New York, man. What is going on? My thing is he's trying to get fired, but I think he's surprised himself that James Dolan isn't firing him.
Let me ask y'all this. Do y'all think Phil Jackson is a great coach?
Hell no.
Okay.
I mean, we got Michael and Scottie. It's easy to win titles. It's easy to win championships.
I mean, I put Greg Popovich over
him. I'm on the phone. That's why I agree to say that's a coach right there.
Oh, yeah, Popovich? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Phil Jackson. Yeah. Like, I had that argument with people so many times because they talking about he got all these championship rings. I'm like, anybody, you could put Fred Herbert on those fucking teams and he get those championship rings. Okay? Like, anybody can get those championship rings. And as a GM, too, that dude is terrible.
Yeah.
Nah, I mean, their biggest problem right now, I think, in New York is they still trying to run that triangle. And if you ain't got Michael, if you ain't got Scottie, that's not a good thing to run right now, especially, you know what I'm saying, nowadays. It was cool back then when you had them players that could do that, but New York ain't got them players. Why is they still trying to run a triangle, man?
I bet you Melo wish you could go back in time.
Oh yeah.
And took that freaking contract in Chicago.
That, what was that, $98 million?
Whatever it was.
Yeah,
it was less than what he getting in New York, but he wouldn't have had all that headache.
Yeah.
And they would have been winning.
He would have had a chance to go far in the playoff.
Mm-hmm.
And so, hell yeah. Him and D Rose back in the day. Oh yeah. They would have did something.
What do you think there, Rich, about Phil Jackson and the drama?
I think he needs to get out of New York. I was watching Stephen A. Smith talk about this, and he was just saying that it seems like he wants to get fired. He's bringing in these bum coaches. The one they have right now, he was with the Suns, and they didn't do anything.
Jeff Hornacek?
Yeah, Jeff Hornacek. So he brought him over from a failing team and brought him over to the Knicks. And then I just think he's trying to get fired. That's what I think.
But why would he be trying to get fired, though?
What I don't get.
Because if he quits, he doesn't get that money that he's owed. Yeah. If he gets fired, he gets it.
He wants that $24 million.
Yeah. Mm.
Jeff Hornacek, actually, he was a decent coach in Phoenix until a lot of injuries happened. And they started losing. He was a decent coach. So I'm not going to say he was a bum, but he was a decent coach.
Because, I mean, hey, the Knicks, they roster is not that bad. If you look at the Knicks on paper, that roster is not that bad. I thought they was going to be a lot better than what they was this year. I thought they was going to be probably fourth or fifth in the East.
Yeah.
But, I mean, for whatever reason, they just, like the Bulls, they underachieved all year. They've been underachieving all year.
I don't look at Kamala Anthony as a superstar. He's just a star to me. I mean, I don't see him taking over like that. I mean, he can score here and there, but he ain't like what he used to be either.
Yeah.
He can't carry a team. That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? You don't want him leading your team. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is.
Melo always been good. We have other players that is better than him on the team.
Yeah.
When he has to be the man, it's not a good thing.
And I feel like what really messed him up is the fact that Joakim didn't ball the way he did in Chicago. You know what I'm saying? He didn't do his thing. I thought that was going to be a good move by them. But
no, that injury before Joakim went to
what? To his foot?
New York, that messed his career. He go ahead and retire. He wasn't the same since then.
Cuz he ain't do shit last year. He ain't do nothing.
Yeah.
No. It's time to play the game. Time to play the game. All right, y'all. You know what that is. That's time for rapid reaction. So here we go. We're going to do some rapid reaction. I ask each one of you guys one question. You guys give me a quick response to it, okay?
10 to 15 seconds, dog. To 15 seconds.
All right. So I'm going to go straight to you, Rich, real quick. First question. Let's go. Derek Carr made comments about two Raiders fans would love to come to Las Vegas and watch them play. What is your reaction to that?
I think he's starting something he doesn't want to start, because you're basically calling the fans they have right now not true fans. I wouldn't be a fan of a team that's leaving us and moving to another city.
Eric, Coach Fizdale from the Memphis Grizzlies says, does he have a point when he was talking about the refs were calling fouls for the Spurs and they weren't getting in for the Grizzlies?
I mean, they've been doing that all year, man. You know what I'm saying? Like I said the last podcast, calling these ticky-tack-ass fouls, these weak-ass fouls. They've been doing that all year. He should be used to it by now.
Chris, coming at you. Snoop Dogg says the Steelers need to draft a successor for Big Ben. What do you think? Buy or sell?
You only got 10 seconds, man.
Buy.
Buy it?
And why do you buy it, dog?
Yeah, you think they should look for a quarterback?
Yeah, because Big Ben ain't gonna retire in a couple years, so you want a young cat under him to learn the Steelers system to continue on.
Okay.
Just Aaron, what's his damn name?
Who?
Aaron Rodgers, yeah. Brett Favre. There you go. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre.
Okay. Rich, coming back at you again. Christian McCaffrey report said visited the Denver Broncos facility. Do you think that would be a good fit if they drafted him?
Who's that, the running back?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I think it would be a good fit. He'll be who's their? Do they have a starter right now?
Who Denver?
Yeah.
CJ
Anderson.
Yeah, CJ Anderson. Yeah.
And Booker, right? Some guys. Booker, yeah.
Devontae Booker. Week.
So yeah, I'd give him a shot. I think that'd be a good pick up for them.
Okay, Eric.
Yes, sir.
My question to you is: did Boston make a mistake for not trading Butler or PG-13, Paul George?
Oh hell yes, I'm gonna say Butler, man. I mean Paul George, nah, they did the right thing not getting him. But Jimmy Butler, they would have got Jimmy Butler and not got Al Horford, they'd be a lot better right now.
Oh yeah.
All right, Chris, got one for you. The Miami Marlins coach, okay, sit down a pitcher a couple days ago. The pitcher was going to the sixth inning with a no hitter and sat him down. A couple days later, he had another pitcher named Chen, was going to the eighth inning with a no-hitter and sat him down. Do you agree with his coaching methods?
Maybe. You can't argue with a coach what they do. Yeah, I agree with it because... Yeah, trying to save that arm.
Okay.
I can see who's a terrible team. Yeah, let them pitch. Yeah, fuck it. if we was the Cubs, I'm like, yeah, fuck it, pitch. Break your arm.
Why you hating on my team, man? Worry about your socks, man. Don't worry about my team.
Okay. All right. Eric, one last question.
Yeah.
The Blackhawks are down 0-3 into the Predators. Do they have a shot of overcoming that deficit?
Man, you can never underestimate the heart of a champion, man. You know what I'm saying? Are they in a deep hole? Hell yeah, they are. But we just saw Cleveland come back 3-1 from Golden State last year. Is it possible? Yeah. You know what I mean? Is it likely? Probably not, though.
Thanks for quoting Rudy T.
All right, Tyler.
I know, right?
All right, that's all we got for Rapid Reaction. We're going to dive into the NFL. And we're going to talk about Andre Johnson for the first topic. So he retired. My question is for everybody. I'm going to start with you, Chris. Is Andre Johnson Hall of Fame worthy?
Not first ballot. Maybe a third ballot.
Third ballot. So you think he should get in there? Even though T.O. hasn't got in there, you think Andre Johnson should be in there?
He gonna get the same treatment as T.O.
Okay.
That's what I said. Not the first ballot and not the second ballot. It's going to be like the third ballot, maybe, or fourth. But he'll get in.
Okay. Eric, same question.
I think eventually he will. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I still feel T.O. should be. I feel T.O. should have been the first ballot Hall of Famer, but that's just my opinion. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Andre Johnson. He was durable. He handled his business. He had a good career. I'm gonna say eventually second or third ballot he'll get up in there.
Rich,
of course he is.
Why you
of course he is. This guy's a 7-time Pro Bowler. He led the NFL in receiving yards back to back 08 and 09 with bum ass quarterbacks, Schaub, I mean, Carr, all these quarterbacks that they had in Houston, he did all this stuff with those quarterbacks. I think he is a first ballot Hall of Famer.
First ballot, huh?
Mm-hmm. I don't know about first ballot, but I agree with Chris and Eric.
Agree with T.O. T.O. needs to be in there.
Yeah, definitely.
He should have been up in there, man. First ballot. Oh, come on.
Yeah, T.O. should have been in first ballot, yeah. They just hating on T.O.
Yeah, they are. They're really hating on him. Okay, let's dive into the draft, fellas. So my first question, I'm going to go to you, Eric. What quarterback has the most promising in the draft, do you think?
From what I hear, because I don't know much about these quarterbacks. I know Deshaun Watson is pretty good. He's a good leader or whatever. They say this dude, Mitch Trubisky from North Carolina, even though he only got 13 career starts in his college career, they saying he might have that, that leadership, that it factor that, these teams are looking at. I believe he's going to be the first quarterback taken in his draft. Yeah. Who going to take him? I'm not sure. I'm thinking Cleveland, but I'm pretty sure he's going to be the first one off the board next Thursday.
Chris, same question to you. Do you agree with Eric that Trubisky has the most promising as a quarterback? Or would you go maybe to Deshaun Watson?
Who think going to have a better career out of all of the quarterbacks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the draft this year.
Who else? whoever get picked in the late round, okay. But whoever get picked in the first couple rounds, they not gonna be no promising quarterback. Okay. I like Watson, but history says already. Who was a good quarterback in the first round that y'all know?
Andrew Luck.
Okay, Andrew Luck.
That was about
Andrew
it. Luck.
You got Andrew Luck. You got Michael Vick.
Peyton Manning.
Then you had Big Ben. Did Aaron Rodgers get picked in the first round?
Yeah. He was like 22nd in the first round. Yeah, but
you see that span of like good quarterbacks getting picked in the first round. Like it's always somebody in the last round.
No, you're not right. It's rare. It's rare to get a great quarterback in the first couple of rounds. That's the first couple picks.
That's why it wouldn't surprise me if this year for this draft, no quarterbacks get drafted in the first round. It wouldn't surprise me. It's not highly likely, but it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
I just hope the Bears don't trade that third pick.
Oh no.
Matter of fact, since you said that, you know what I'm saying?
They need old boy from LSU that
who?
That safety.
Are we talking about Jamal Adams?
That boy.
Oh, we talking about Jamal? Was I not just talking about my boy Jamal?
Yeah, you were.
That boy is bad from LSU, dude.
Man, he a beast, dog, for real, man.
He gonna be the Eric Berry coming out this draft.
He gonna be better than Berry. Berry, don't get me wrong. Berry is a good safety. He gonna be better than Berry.
Dude, the Bears better not. They trade, I would not watch the Bears game.
And they talking about, you know what I'm saying, the 49ers might take him with the second pick. It's a possibility.
49ers ain't going to pick him because 49ers need linemen. So they're going to pick a lineman or they're going to pick a lineman. I ain't going to say they're going to pick a quarterback, but they're going to pick a lineman.
But yeah, okay. Man, Jamal Adams, hell yeah, come on.
So actually, that was my next question, but you guys answered it, the two of you. And I actually agree with y'all though. Jamal Adams, I think the Bears should pick. What about the Texans, Rich? Who do you think the Texans should pick with their first round?
I think the Texans need to go quarterback, and I think the quarterback's going to be Patrick Mahomes. That's if Deshaun Watson's not there. If Deshaun Watson's there, I would take Watson. We got 26, and I'll probably take Patrick Mahomes if he's still available, because like you were saying, I think Trubisky, you said, was going to go.
Yeah, first, Trubisky, right? he going in the first round.
I mean, I'm looking at these rankings, and yeah, Trubisky is number one, Watson's number two, and Kaiser's number three.
But it won't surprise me if Watson don't go in the first round, though. He going to probably be there when Houston pick.
Maybe. So it's either between – I want McCombs, but I mean, I wouldn't mind Watson if the Texans get him.
And I feel like a lot of people sleep on dude from Notre Dame, Deshaun Kaiser.
I mean,
a lot of people, they're not really talking about him for whatever reason, but I think he might end up with the best career of the four of these guys we're talking about.
Maybe, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, Eric, do you think in any of the rounds that the Bears are going to draft a quarterback, say the first three rounds, within the first three rounds,
I'm going to say no.
No?
First three, nah. You know what I'm saying? I mean, are they going to get one in this draft? I'm going to say yeah, eventually. You know what I'm saying? But they're going to get somebody decent for maybe, fifth. No, nah, I'm going to say fifth, maybe. Okay. You know, someone in the fifth round or something like that. Okay. They're going to let him come in, sit in for a year or two behind Mike Glennon, let him get his feet wet, learn the play system and everything. Then he gonna put him out there.
Okay,
Chris, the Cleveland Browns are a mess down there, bro. So they got the first pick. Should they trade for it, or the people are saying that they're leaning towards Myles Garrett or Mitchell Trubisky? What direction do you think the Cleveland Browns should go in?
They should pick that boy Chris Patton from Home University.
Okay.
I'm bad at Madden, boy. I'm a beast at Madden.
I was over here trying to figure out who the hell is that.
Yeah, I'm googling it right now. Who's Chris from Home?
Look at that boy bad. Eric know about him. That boy bad.
Man, oh, man, you alright, man? You weren't better than me, man. But you was alright.
I got this picture. You wore braces, bro.
Who wear braces?
That's what the picture showing me on this Google. I'm messing with you, B.
What I'm about to say, old boy. I like old boy from from Texas A&M. State. Yeah. Nah.
Oh, Miles Garrett?
Yeah, I like Miles Garrett.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
But Cleveland got two firsts. They got a 12 and a 1.
Yeah,
right?
First, yeah, they got 12. Yeah.
So they might even get a quarterback.
That's what I'm saying. They could get both of them guys.
Yeah.
They could get Garrett and Trubisky if they really want to.
Or even like you said, if Kaiser's still on the board.
They want Trubisky. I could tell they want dude from North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And they got all them other picks. They got like damn near 20-some picks in this draft. They could easily move up and get that quarterback they want.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I got just one question for you, Rich. Reports were saying that Jay Cutler would like to play again if it was for a good team and he would take less money. And he actually said the Houston Texans. Would you accept that bum in your team?
No. Why not? Why are we going to pick up trash? Trash that someone just got rid of. I mean, I don't understand why we just don't draft a quarterback if we're going to do that.
All right.
So you mean to tell me you would take Jay Cutler over Tom Savage? You wouldn't take Jay Cutler over Tom Savage.
No.
Let me tell you something.
You wouldn't take.
Because I feel like we're going to draft a quarterback.
Right, but he ain't going to be ready day one.
Your team's ready to win now.
That's what
I'm saying. Your team isn't ready to win.
I'd rather build with a rookie.
With that defense, you want a rookie quarterback out there.
This guy, Cutler, doesn't even know if he wants to play or not. How do you know how committed this guy is going to be for a team? He doesn't. Half the time with the Bears, he didn't even look like he was interested. I would not want that guy.
Chris, what you got to say?
First, I won't say Jay Cutler's a bum. I don't like him, but I won't say he's a bum. The Chicago organization didn't give him nothing. Mm-hmm. He never had a line. I believe if we would have got, if Jay Cutler was like coming straight from Denver, like, how many years he played in Denver? 3 years or so?
Yeah,
something about 3 years.
8 years in Chicago.
So if we had an owner that we have now, back then when Jay Cutler came, it'd be a different story of people talking about Jay Cutler because he never had an offensive line. So it's like he got beat up so much. It's like he had to force stuff and make bad mistakes.
Yeah, he was back there running for his life all the damn time.
He didn't have time to sit back there to make the right decision. So it was like it was time for him to go because he was older. He had a big contract. It was time for him to go now. But Houston, it would be a problem if they didn't get him. I'd get him.
Now, my thing is, you know, so how good is the Texans line?
Well, that's just, I was just going to say,
I mean,
that.
Right. It's going to be the same thing in Houston if they ain't got no line.
It's not any better than the Bears.
Well, that's why Romo didn't want to go there, huh?
He was thinking about his health.
Romo said, fuck that, dude.
I got hurt with the best offensive line. Why would I mean, the Texans don't got anything.
All right, fellas, we're going to try something new. We got new topics to dive into, and we're going to go into UFC. And boxing. Mm. Okay. So let's dip into boxing, Mr. Rich.
Honestly, that's not my cup of tea.
No. That's fine, brother.
Hey, I ain't going to lie. It ain't mine neither, but I'm going to still
do what I do.
Just try, man. If you don't know something, it's all good, man. It's all good. So I'm going to start with Rich. Rich, Canelo Alvarez versus Julio Cesar Chavez on May 6th. The Cinco de Mayo special. And there are also reports this is the last fight where he's going to be a middleweight, Canelo Alvarez, after this fight. So is that an indication that this Triple G and Canelo Alvarez fight is going to happen if he jumps into this weight class?
That's the fight everybody wants to see. This fight he's having with Chavez Jr., that's going to be a good fight, but the fight that everybody wants to see is him against Triple G. So...
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, that's going to be the not as good as Mayweather Pacquiao, it's going to be good though. This is a good next big fight, but I don't see it until 2018.
Yeah,
definitely not until 2018. Eric, your 2 cents.
And I don't know much about boxing, but you know, so I heard Canelo was a beast though. You know what I'm saying? You said Julio Cesar Jr. I'm thinking you're talking about.
Not seeing.
I'm like,
no.
Damn, he's still white. He's still
fine. No. No, he's not. And not no disrespect. He's not as near as good as his dad either.
So
no.
What's his
a lot of his fans are his dad's fans.
Because Canelo, he undefeated, right?
No, he lost one, and it was against Floyd. Yeah, Mayweather.
Oh, okay, yeah, right.
That's
okay,
the only one he lost.
Mayweather.
But that was when
what
he,
about
not to sugarcoat it, but that's when he was like in his first 10 matches. Because you know Floyd likes to get them when they're young.
Yeah. Okay.
That way he makes himself look good.
So what about the other dude? What's his
you
record?
You telling me if he fights Floyd, he'll beat Floyd now.
I'm pretty sure it will be a lot more interesting than people would think. I think it'll be 50-50.
Chavez Jr. is 54-2.
54-2. Mm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He'll be 54-3 okay. Fucking around with Floyd. And much I don't like Floyd. But he'd be 54-3 messing around with him.
Well, that he never fought Triple G. So, and Triple G's pretty good, man.
Who never fought Triple G?
Floyd Mayweather.
Oh, see, because Floyd's smart. That's why he got it. Smart. Floyd said, I don't want none of this shit.
Man, right, Floyd know who he could beat and who he can't. He a smart businessman. He ain't finna go up in there and fight somebody he know he can't beat.
Canelo's
50-1.
50-1.
Yeah,
man.
50-1.
When that fight going down?
May 6th.
Yeah, May 6th.
What do you think about the fight or the fight coming up that has to happen is him and Triple G.
Yeah,
for the belts.
Man, sound real good.
Oh, okay.
But it sounds good.
Sound good. Okay, last boxing question I got. I'll go back to you, Rich. Actually, I didn't even answer it, but I think Canelo Alvarez is going to win pretty good handedly. And yeah, that fight's going to happen. But anyways, Anthony Johnson versus Vladimir Klitschko. Okay, Anthony Johnson is 18-0. Vladimir Klitschko is 64-4.
Damn.
On April 29th in London, in a crowd of 90,000 in attendance. Vladimir is 41 years old. Johnson is 27.
Mm.
Who you got?
Johnson.
Johnson?
Young buck, yeah.
The young buck. Wow. Young buck. So the young buck's going to teach the mentor something.
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, wow. I'm going to say, same thing.
Wow.
I think that, you know what I'm saying.
18-0 against a record of 64-4?
Yeah, but like
undefeated,
you said,
man. Undefeated.
But 18-0.
18-0.
You're gonna be 18-1 after you.
Oh my God! I was just about to say that. I agree with Chris.
Right, 18-1. You think you're gonna let that young puppy come in and beat him? That's like you letting JJ beat you or something, huh?
Man, you getting old, man. You know. You know. Father Time is undefeated.
The older you is, the wiser you get. Okay.
The slower you get, also.
Yeah. You think Michael Jordan gonna let somebody come in there and beat him on 1-on-1?
Right now? Hell yeah.
Michael Jordan gonna bite him,
come on,
kick
man.
Him, do something. you gotta think smart.
All right, last question. We got in the UFC, Demetrius Jones, a.k.a. Mighty Mouse, this past weekend tied Anderson Silva for a UFC title defense record. And it was 10 times. And he is proclaiming he is the greatest of a record of 26-2-1. Eric, what is your reaction to that?
Sound pretty good. You know what I'm saying? What's his name? Mighty Mouse?
Yeah, Mighty Mouse.
That's his name.
Nickname, yeah, Mighty Mouse.
Get a better nickname. It sound good. Don't get me wrong. 26-2-1, you know what I'm saying? I mean, but that boy Anderson Silva, he a legend.
Yeah.
He was a beast.
Yeah.
I'm mad that he got hurt when he broke his leg that one time. I mean, because he was just, even when he was like 37, 38, he was still killing. So you trying to say you better than Anderson Silva already? Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know much about this dude, but hey, ain't no wrong with being confident. You know what I'm saying? Do your thing.
Rich.
Anderson Silva was, because I used to watch UFC back in the day whenever Anderson Silva actually fought, and he was just so dominating.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was like, even whenever George Pierre, I forgot his name.
St. Pierre. George St. Pierre.
George
St.
Pierre. Mm-hmm. Man, he's just dominating. Like, he would even have so much confidence, he would just put his hands down, just like, you know, mess with the guy. So it's a big thing to say that he's better than Anderson Silva. And I haven't seen the guy fight, so I can't say if he is.
Chris.
What's up?
You got any questions or topics you want to talk about? Or you got any questions for us, my man?
Yeah, Indiana winning 55-38.
Oh, shit.
I thought 55-38, huh? Mr. Two Plates over here said that Cleveland was going to sweep
them.
Well, they win at 55-38.
Second quarter.
Yep.
Hey, Chris, I want to ask you a question.
Go ahead.
What do you think about the Rockets versus the Thunder? How is that going to end?
How it going to end?
Yeah. Who's going to win and how many games?
We'll win get the MVP.
Oh. Okay, but who do you think is going to win, though?
I don't know. Really? I don't know. It's going to be, I think it's going to be a seven-game series.
Okay. So, so you don't know who's going to win. You don't have a favorite. The Rockets are 2-0 right now.
Oh, they 2-0?
Yeah. That's
how much I watched them, huh?
Yeah, seriously, man.
Even though OKC should have won yesterday, but yeah, they did. You know, I mean, it should be 1-1 right now, but it's not.
Uh-huh.
I'm still saying six games, though, man. It's going at least six.
I don't answer Houston questions.
All right. That was it.
They're going to be. I know, damn. I'm sorry.
Crickets.
Hey, but real talk, Houston got this in the bag.
There you go, see?
Houston gonna beat them. Houston got the better team. Let me tell you something. Much I like Westbrook, Westbrook ain't gonna never be that guy to carry a team to the championship. Because yeah. he don't make the smart decisions. I ain't saying he's stat stuffy, but he don't make the right decision. And he need unless they get them. They get the Cleveland ass, 62-40. But they on fire. But unless they get a dominant point guard to move Westbrook to the two, and that is not afraid to tell Westbrook, like, look, man, I'm here to help you win. That's the only way they're gonna get far. Westbrook,
yeah, that ain't gonna happen. So
I know, like people don't understand Durant left. It's the reason why he left. Like, they don't want to mention it and say it. I think it's a fuck move for him leaving anyway. But still, you can't play with Westbrook because Westbrook, he feel like, why not me? I'm more dominant as you.
Yeah.
So he don't want to take the position of playing a point guard.
Oh, no, he's going to dominate that ball. He need that ball in his hand.
What you're saying is he doesn't have the leadership skills to lead a team.
Yeah.
He can't lead a team by himself.
No.
Not even Michael Jordan could do it by himself. He can't lead that team by himself. He's doing his very best. He just can't do it by himself.
But Michael Jordan makes smart decisions, though. He don't make
– Yeah, because Mike had Scotty. Mike had Horace. Mike had Dennis Rodman. Mike had players that could play.
Before Scotty Pippen and Horace Grant.
He was scoring, but they weren't winning.
He wasn't making dumb decisions though. He just didn't have the talent around him. But he played and he wasn't making dumb decisions either. Westbrook would come down and jock a fucking three pointer from half court and get somebody open down low. Like sometimes he don't make the right decision. Like he don't get his team involved. Like Kenneth, Ernie Kenham, and what was that name? Man? And what's the other dude's name?
From when? From
the New Zealand.
Oh, and it's Canada.
No, the tall dude, Adam.
Stephen Adams. Yeah.
They could be dominant. They could be dominant in the post all game. Hey, he won't feed it to him. Like people. A lot of people say, look, he averaged triple double, but look at how many turnovers he averaged. Mm-hmm. Look at his shooting percentage. Look at his three-point percentage. Look
that's good. He out there trying to do too much.
Yeah, he's doing too much, and he don't make the right decision. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, he ain't gonna never be that guy. He gonna be that person known as he can put up numbers and stack the sheet, but he ain't gonna be that guy.
Because he need that co-star, man. Every good player got that co-star. He don't have no who was his number two. He don't have a solid number two player to, you know, take some of that pressure off him.
The thing is, he's supposed to be the number two.
How's he gonna be one and two though?
No, when Kevin Durant was there, Durant was number one. He don't want himself to be number two. He want to be number one.
Because he good enough. He good enough to be number one.
it ain't about being good enough, you know. Look at Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving could be like LeBron. I want to be number one too.
And there's some nights where Kyrie is number one for that game.
Yeah.
That's why I'm saying Kyrie also played for the team too. To get the team, like, he like, I know I could dominate this game, but with my time to come, I'm gonna do it. But I'm gonna let LeBron lead us.
But it's easier for Kyrie to dominate the game because he got LeBron on the court with him. You know what I'm saying? Westbrook can't dominate the game. I mean, he can dominate the game, but it's harder for him because he don't have nobody on the court really to, you know, that's gonna draw a double team or, you know, take some of that.
You ain't hearing my point. The point I'm saying is sometimes you have to step back. And you know you can be number one, but sometimes you have to step back and let the person who is number one be number one. And that's the problem with Westbrook. He wouldn't let KD be number one. That's why KD left him. So it's going to be hard for somebody to go there and play with him because he feels like he's number one.
I'm not even sure KD wanted to be number one. If he did, why'd he leave? Why'd he go to Golden State then? If he really wanted to be a number one?
Because KD ain't no fighter.
He a bitch, right? He a coward.
He not gonna get in your face and say, man, look, la 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 la. He's not no fighter.
That's a weak state of mind, man. That's on him.
But the thing is, in everybody's eyes, we all know KD is number one. He got the best chance to lead you somewhere and a better chance to have a better shooting percentage and everything. But it's your job to help him be that good.
So you said Durant wasn't a fighter. So let's say, you know, in theory, Draymond Green was on the Thunder last year. You think he would have stayed? I mean, that would have been his enforcer. Did he need like a Draymond Green type on OKC to help him?
On OKC?
Yeah, last year. You know what I'm saying? Because you're saying he's not a fighter. So does he need an enforcer like Draymond Green? Is that what you're saying?
What KD needed on OKC last year is a person that could be like Westbrook. It's okay to be number one with him, but we got to let him be the man, and you can get yours too at the same time. But you have to help us make the right decision. They need that person to have him to say that. KD come down, shoot a shot. Westbrook come down, he want to shoot a shot. KD come down, shoot a shot. Westbrook come down, he want to shoot a shot. And that's bad. Like, that's how they lost that series against Golden State.
Mm-hmm.
Because a dominant point guard gonna make his teammates better too. They not gonna sit there and dominate the ball the whole game and try to be the man. Like he should have that mindset. Like, he's the man already, but let me let him be the man. Like, another thing I was about to say, like for example, Scottie Pippen, the Hall of Famer, and he really didn't have to dominate the game until Michael Jordan retired. That's when he started putting up MVP stats and all this stuff. Then when Michael Jordan came back, he went back down as number two. Because he knew Michael Jordan was the man. But he could have had a real big ego and been like, man, I know Jordan is the greatest, but I want to get my ass up too. And he could have been doing dumb stuff. You know what I'm saying? Westbrook, he come down and do dumb stuff than just letting KD be the man. But you know what I'm saying? But KD, that was a punk move though, to leave and go to Golden State. Because I think they would have a better team when they got Oladipo.
That's the same thing I said, man.
I like, dude, you got Oladipo with you now. Uh-huh. So it's like, y'all have been real good.
Because you talking about Oladipo as your third option?
Yeah.
Man. And KD even came out and said, man, Joe, I like that move they made. Before he signed with Golden State, he came out and said that he really liked that move.
It's killing him. I'm sorry, but it's killing him. 72-46. What the hell?
Yeah.
Wait, you said Atlanta?
No, Indiana.
Oh, I thought you said
72 to 46. Oh. They killing Cleveland.
They just had to be home.
Yeah. All right, y'all. This is it for the podcast. Rich, where can everybody reach us at?
On Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, it's at the Tripod. And on our email is thetribecast16@gmail.com. Send us anything, any kind of questions, any kind of, like, tell us your reactions or anything towards the podcast.
Chris, we appreciate you joining us. It's always a
pleasure.
I'll send you the MoneyGram in the mail for you. But anyways, to all you NFL teams out there, especially you Cleveland Browns, you can catch Chris at Home University. Go ahead and get that number one draft pick, all right?
Being some greens and looking at Indiana kick it ass.
All right, for my boy Rich.
Thank you, guys.
And for Eric.
All right, people.
I'm Dave Love. Everybody, dream big, live bigger. Peace.
It's in play. My mind's telling me no. This that shit right here. What that body do, Kev? But my body. My body.